Entertain a motion to come out of recess into public hearings?
Moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley, questions on the motion? Take your vote, Mr. Schaefer. Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, we're now back in regular session for public hearings. Mr. Moore.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. I'll read the rules of procedure for county council zoning hearings. And when council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County in its zoning land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the commission hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the commission hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak and are present in the chambers, you are required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you participate telephonically, please state your name and address before you give your statement. When you speak, please turn off any electronics and make sure there is no background noise or discussions. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. If testimony is repetitive, then you may be asked to move on to another point or topic. Remember, it is the quality of the testimony that is persuasive, not the quantity. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the council hearing, council will defer action on the application in those cases. In those cases only, council shall accept and consider written comments from the public on the commission's recommendations to the council for a period of 5 calendar days following the commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. Furthermore, once the record is closed, the council, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, text, or engage in any conversations about the application. Their decision will be made only based on the record established at both the council and commission hearings. And Mr. President, at this time, our first hearing today is conditional use number 2526, Common Ground Hospitality. Mr. Wehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a restaurant and farmer's market to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 71.3 acres, more or less. The properties are lying on the south side of Zion Church Road, which is Route 20, approximately 0.5 mile west of the intersection of Zion Church Road and New Road, which is Route 391. The 911 address is 37051 Johnson Road, Selbyville, and the tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 11, Parcel 103 and 104.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and we have received zero comments. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of October 23rd of this year, and at the meeting of November 13th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the seven reasons stated and subject to the nine recommended conditions as outlined within the motion. And Mr. President, your paperless packet includes a copy of that motion along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings. Thank you.
Any questions from Council? If not, Ms. Pete.
Thank you. Good afternoon, President Vincent, Council Members, Mr. Moore, Director Whitehouse, members of planning staff, and members of the public. My name is Mackenzie Pete, and I'm an attorney with the law firm of Saul Ewing LLP, and I'm here on behalf of Common Ground Hospitality. Tom Ogilvie and Steve Hagen of Common Ground Hospitality are present this afternoon, as well as Jonathan Falkowski, professional engineer with Becker Morgan Group. By way of background, Common Ground Hospitality is a restaurant group and parent company of Off the Hook Restaurants. Common Ground Hospitality's current portfolio includes four restaurants and a catering division. Restaurants include Hooked and Tail Chasers in Ocean City, Maryland, as well as Off the Hook in Bethany Beach and Hooked Up in Millville. The applicant is before you today seeking a conditional use of land in an AR1 district, the properties in the coastal area, with the hopes of opening a new restaurant together with parking on an approximately 2.16 acre portion of an approximately 32.92 acre property consisting of two parcels, 533-11.00-103.00 and 104.00. which are located in Baltimore 100 and situated on the south side of Route 20, also known as Zion Church Road, near Sussex County Road 391. The properties are owned by H&M Johnson Farms LLC, and the applicant plans to lease the 2.16 acre conditional use area from the property owner. This land has been in the Johnson family for seven generations, and one of the owners of Common Ground Hospitality, Steve Hagen, who's here today, is a family relative. This connection ensures that the property and its uses will continue to stay within the family. Currently, the property is used for agricultural purposes, which include agricultural fields, chicken houses, storage building, and other farming activities. Historically, the property and the existing building that you'll see operated as a roadside farmers market known as Johnson's Country Market, which received approval under conditional use number 1657 in 2006 for a produce market sales facility. The market aimed to sell products grown on site as well as those from other producers. While this use was ultimately approved, the market did close in 2012. The goal now is to repurpose that space in a manner that honors the agricultural heritage of the property by opening a restaurant that aligns closely with a farm-to-table, farm-to-market concept. Although the proposed use will be classified as a restaurant from a zoning perspective, it is deeply connected to the property's agricultural history and builds upon the previous approval for it. The applicant's lease of the property and repurposing of the existing buildings on site as a restaurant will not only support the continuation of agricultural practices currently operating on site, but also complement existing and future agricultural uses. Ultimately, the proposed use is not significantly different from what existed there before. Rather, it represents a natural progression of the previously approved use, preserving the property's legacy, but also creating the opportunity to keep it within the family and maintain its productivity rather than allowing for alternative developments that may not reflect its historical significance. As you'll see from, I'm not sure if we could pull up our booklet, but on the first page right there, thank you, you'll see the intent is to preserve that agricultural feel. That's the concept for the exterior of the building. The proposed restaurant's interior will feature a designated dining area, a bar service area to include a walk-in freezer and cooler, a kitchen complete with storage and bathrooms. There's also a proposal for outside seating, a small outside seating patio porch area, and then there's an on-site shed that will also be used for storage. In 2019, the county's building and licensing department issued a building permit, permit number 2019-10080, a copy of which is included in the booklet for Johnson's Market and Table, which allowed for the enclosure of existing overhangs and noted that it was a shell only. The permit was accompanied by a comprehensive set of architectural plans detailing the construction of an addition to the existing pole barn structure, fit out of a new commercial kitchen, installation of new bar equipment, and the inclusion of two accessible bathrooms. The plans also included a restaurant equipment schedule. The applicant initially interpreted the permit to authorize the operation of a restaurant, as the provided floor plans clearly showed a kitchen and associated dining areas. However, following discussions with the Planning and Zoning Department, it became evident that a separate use approval was necessary to proceed with restaurant operations. Moreover, the building permit history indicates that the application was stamped and approved in August 2019, and while the initial approval was granted, the need for a use approval was clarified during subsequent meetings with the county. Ultimately, this application for conditional use seeks to bring clarity to the authorization of the proposed use, ensuring compliance with all applicable zoning regulations. As Director Whitehouse stated, the applicant appeared before the commission on October 23rd, 2024, and on November 13, 2024, the commission recommended approval of the application. The applicant has had an opportunity to review the conditions, and the only one that is of concern is the hours of operation proposed by the commission of 9 to 5. For obvious reasons, this is unworkable for a restaurant that plans to serve lunch and dinner. I'm not sure where that came from, to be honest. It wasn't discussed at the hearing. I don't recall it being discussed either in post-hearing discussions. Perhaps it's a typo. But the applicant is seeking and has always sought hours of operation from 10 to 10, Monday through Sunday. With that, I'll conclude. I'll answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Yes, Ms. Pete, I'm looking at the hours of operation, and yes, it's number C, and I see 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
I saw 9 to 5 online.
Well, that was a recommendation from DelDOT.
Okay, perhaps yes, I was misreading that.
No, it's in the page, right, page or two before.
Okay.
It's a recommendation of DelDOT, and that's...
Thanks for that clarification. Yes. I appreciate it. Okay, thanks.
So, any questions from council?
I have one question.
Okay, Mr. Hudson.
A sign. I don't see anything about in the conditions or recommendation about a sign. You guys obviously want a sign.
We do, and the initial conditions that were proposed did proffer that.
Yeah, but I didn't see any in
this one. Yes, we would like to, they would like to have a sign
now,
in compliance with the standard standards.
The standard we usually use is a 32 square foot each side, lighted or unlighted, whatever the applicant would request. That's normal.
That whatever would be standard, yes, they would like to have a sign in compliance with regulations.
Well, it'll just take an amendment then, right?
Lit or unlit?
For the sign.
Lit or unlit?
It'd be lit. Yeah.
Thank you.
I have a question. Are you finished?
Mr. Shaver.
I have one more.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Hudson.
The earlier it's discussed, it's 2.16, and in this approval or recommendation of approval by P&Z, in condition 8A is 2.61. I don't care which one it is, but I just want to make sure we're either 2.16 or 2.61 to make sure it's correct for your benefit.
I have 2.16.
Okay. It doesn't matter to me. It's obviously a typo of some sort, but I don't know which way it goes. It doesn't really matter to me.
So that's just a Scrivener's error, correct, Mr. Whitehouse? Okay.
So it's actually 2.16 then?
So we would not need to do a motion on that.
To clarify, it's 2.6 total. So 2. Do you want to come and speak to the conditional use area specifically?
It would be correct in the recommendation of P&Z then, 2.61.
Yes.
Hi, John Falkowski, Becker Morgan Group. Just to clarify, it is the 2.61. It was split on the site plan on each parcel. So it was the 1.32 plus the remainder to get to 2.61.
For your benefit, I just want to make sure it was correct one way or the other.
That's right. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
What does the hours of operation mean? Is that serving food and beverage, or is that preparing in the morning and cleaning up at night? I mean, it seems to me that 10 to 10 is pretty restrictive for a restaurant.
The intention was only to serve lunch and dinner, but yes, to have an hour, say, for setup, and then for lunch service to be from 11.
Hours of operation means serving food and beverage.
Yeah. When they're open, 10 to 10.
When they're open, 10 to 10. Okay. Yes.
So if a guy's in there prepping it at 8 o'clock, he can be cutting potatoes
sure.
at 8 o'clock.
Sure.
Nobody's going to shut him down and complain.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Any other questions? If not, did you have anything else to add, Ms. Pete?
Nothing further. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone that would like to speak in favor of the application? Seeing, is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We will close public hearing. So can we council close public record? Ask Mr. Morgan a short title, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a restaurant and farmer's market to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 71.3 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 7 with conditions 8A through I.
Pleasure, Council.
I'd like to do an amendment.
Hudson.
I would like to add a condition that the applicant can have a lighted sign that is 32 square feet per side. That's what, 4x8? And that would be the amendment.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Do I have a second?
Second,
Mr. Schaefer. Before you're ready, you can read that amendment.
Yes, there would be one amendment added that indicates that there is one lighted sign, the size 32 square feet per side, permitted on the property.
That's my motion.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mr. Schaefer. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Riley, yes. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Moore?
No, and then we'll just read the short title.
I'm confused here, but this is 2.61 acres, but the whole 71 acres is being given a conditional use. Am I reading that right?
So with the conditions, it's limited to the smaller area, but without the conditions, it would be all of it. So
okay, all right, okay. I'm good. Read short title.
I mean, I presume the rebalance of the land is to support the operation of the restaurant because it's farm to table type theme, right?
You come on down.
Come on up front.
I'm sorry, I just want to answer the question again. What was the question?
Well, I mean, you've got 2.6 acres that's going to be dedicated to the building and the actual restaurant facility, but the balance of the property is going
is all being
support
used.
The restaurant. Is my understanding, we can farm to table, right?
On the 2.6 acres is where we have a greenhouse. We have structure inside that 2.6
so
that will service the restaurant. The rest of the property is my uncle's farm, and they farm that for their own means.
Okay. Okay, are they, so he's going to continue doing hogs and whatnot?
Yes.
Good, because we buy hogs.
We'll keep on, they're keeping on doing the hogs.
Try to keep that down away from the restaurant.
Absolutely, we're trying to. It's been a topic.
I bet.
Mr. Moore, you understand my question?
Yes, and the
Warehouse?
Condition 8A does limit it to that 2.61 acres.
Okay, I want to make sure we were not given 70 acres or whatever.
Absolutely.
Big restaurant.
Well, what it would be for, I don't know. Okay.
And I'll read the short title as amended. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a restaurant and farmer's market to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 71.3 acres more or less for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 7 with conditions 8A through J as amended.
Pleasure, counsel.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mr. Shaver. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
I agree with planning and zoning's recommendation. I vote yes as amended.
Shaver.
Based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning Commission, I will vote yes as amended.
Green.
Based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning, I'll vote yes as amended.
Mr. Riley.
I also agree with Planning and Zoning's recommendation. I will vote yes as amended.
I also agree with P&amp;Z's recommendation as amended. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Have a great day.
Yes, thank you.
Next, Mr. Moore.
Next item is conditional use number 2542. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an amendment of condition D for conditional use number 2264, which is ordinance number 2813, relating to the permitted days and areas of operation for a professional office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Mahoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.68 acre more or less. Property is lying on the northeastern side of Savannah Road, which is Sussex County Route 443A, approximately 0.77 mile northeast of Westcoats Road, which is Route 12. The 911 address is 1302 and 1304 Savannah Road, Lewis, and the tax parcel ID is District 335, map 8.18, parcels 15 and 16.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of a deed for the property. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we have received zero comments. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of October 23rd of this year. And at the meeting of November 13th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the reasons stated and subject to the recommended revised conditions as outlined within the Commission's motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion, along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings, is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions from Council? If not, Mr. Churchman, and is this your first time to appear before here, right?
Yes, it is.
Welcome.
Thank you. Again, I would like to introduce myself. Thank you. My name is James Churchman. I'm an attorney with Fuque, Willard & Schaub. I'm speaking on behalf of my associate, Tim Willard, as well as Lawton Investments, Dr. Aponte. This application was made for a conditional use amending condition D, requesting Saturday hours from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., as well as Sunday hours from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It was my understanding that the Planning and Zoning Commission had a recommendation to altogether delete condition D, which would have no more hours, and I believe that is consistent with the application. I'm going to do a brief history of the application process. Dr. Ponte, in the mid-2000s, purchased parcel 15, which is the adjacent parcel to the current parcel over there, 16, right next to the road going into Cape Henlopen High School. She was approved for a conditional use for a medical office as conditional use, 1549. Moving forward, the applicant purchased that adjacent parcel 16, which was approved already for a professional office in conditional use 1744. Later on, in November of 2021, there was an amendment for the conditional use for both parcels for professional use, and that was ordinance number 2813, and it was granted. Both of the parcels are served by a common entrance as approved by DLDOT. Moving forward with some of the brief requirements, A July 11th letter from DelDOT indicated that no traffic impact study was recommended for this conditional use. In the letter, their findings concluded that there would be fewer than 50 vehicle trips in an hour and less than 500 vehicles per day. Those numbers showed that the traffic impact was negligible and therefore no recommendation for a traffic impact study. The comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department as well indicated that there were no comments because the conditional use is in a municipal growth area and annexation area of the city of Lewis. No sewer system concept evaluation is required. There are also a number of conditional uses that were accepted in that area. Let's see, there are 21 approvals for conditional uses from 2011 within a 1 mile radius. Out of those 21, 10 of those uses do allow for Saturday hours. And of those, 3 of those 10 allow for Sunday hours as well in some capacity. I will speak to 3 specific cases that allow for Sunday hours as well. Looking at number 2591 in 2018, it was an old dental office. The applicant was trying to utilize the unit for professional offices. The existing conditional uses permitted professional offices like this case. And the hours that were allowed were 8 a.m. through 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The next case was 2592. That was in 2018. It was an old Remax office. The allowed hours were 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with Sunday hours by appointment. And the final case I'll speak to is number 2638. That was in 2019 for an attorney's office. And the hours allotted were 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, and appointments only through the weekends. These 3 cases that were allowed, again, were within a 1 mile radius, and they are similar to what Dr. Aponte here is requesting. They're along that line of Savannah Road. You have a bunch of old houses that have been converted into professional use and is consistent with the use in the area. And then I will just reiterate finally, the original application was requesting a modification of the hours, but we are happy to move forward with the recommendation from planning and zoning as it covers what we are requesting. I thank you for your time.
Any questions from council?
No.
Okay. You did actually lots better than Mr. Willard usually does. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of this application?
Except Mr. Willard.
Except for Mr. Willard. Yeah. You don't want to mess up your presentation. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to speak?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council, close public record. Ask Ms. Morby the short title, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an amendment of condition D for CU2264, ordinance number 28133, relating to the permitted days and hours of operation for a professional office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.68 acre more or less. As recommended by planning and zoning, that condition D shall be deleted in its entirety.
Move for approval.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Based on a recommendation of Planning and Zoning Commission, I will vote yes.
Green.
Based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Hudson.
I agree with P&Z and I vote yes.
Riley.
Also agree with Planning and Zoning and vote yes.
I also agree with Planning and Zoning, so I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Ask for a raise now.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second. Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson. Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, we're now adjourned. Thank everybody.